interesting question in the halakha that was asked by the Radbaz in Siman Reshmim and Reshmim Aleph. There was a situation where Yehidim, individuals, got together. They didn't have a minyan, so they prayed the Amidah. They prayed B'Yahid. After they finished the Amidah, they had a minyan. Minyan surfaced. So now these guys, they want to pray Hazara. They want to say Nagdishach. They want to say Kaddishat Kabbal and continue to pray with a Sibur. So he brought down from the Sheyere Kanhag that they cannot pray with Hazara. Why? Because since they prayed B'Yahid Amidah, Parach Minayu Kaddish Uktushah B'Hazara. So the benefits or the perks that a minyan offers flew off them. Therefore, you cannot now all of a sudden make up the minyan when you prayed B'Yahid. And that's why he's posek halacha. And that's the way Rav Ben Ishchai is posek as well in Rav Pa'alim, Chedek Bet Siman Chavav. However, Hakam Ovadia disagrees with this Ben Ishchai and relies on what Maran writes in Siman Samechtet, Seif Aleph, that says that even though you prayed B'Yahid, if a minyan surfaces after, you can't say the Chazara, and that's the way Maran Ahida writes in Mahazik Beracha, in the same place. And that's really the way the Kaf HaHayim Sofer in the Halakhas in some Mechtet writes, that we don't follow the Radbaz, and we don't say Safek Berachot Lakel either, even though it's a Mahlokat Maran in the Radbaz, because according to the Arizal, the importance of Hazara is just as important as the Tefilat Lachash, and therefore, you gotta pray it. And therefore, the Halakhal Ma'aseh, if that situation arose, where people found themselves praying B'Yahid, and then the Minyan came after that, and now they want to pray with Hazara, they pray with Hazara. And they could say even Kaddishat Kabbal. Kabbavadiyah goes even a step further in the next halakha and says that let's say you had one guy, he prayed B'Yahid, and he prayed his Amidah, he said the Vidu and all that. Now all of a sudden there's a minyan. There's nine guys that prayed already. So there's nine guys that prayed, and this one guy now, he prayed his Amidah already. He's allowed to say Kaddish Tit Kabbal, that guy. That means this guy now says, listen, I got nine guys that want to say Kaddish. Okay, Kaddish you could say. Which Kaddish you want to say? I want to say Kaddish Tit Kabbal. Who prayed? I prayed. One guy. And he writes over, V'u'adin nomar gam Kaddish Tit Kabbal ahal tifrat ha'azara sha'are afilu yahid המתפלל בעשרה שכבר התפללו רשאי לומר קדיש תתקבל. We know that when a Yahid prays, if he wants to pray Bekol Ram, for example, and he wants to say the Nakdishach, so he can say the Nakdishach out loud and everybody can say with him. Good, that we knew. But now the Hadush is, after he finishes, he wants to keep those nine guys around. Say, wait around, I want to say Kaddish Kabbal for the prayer that I made. He's allowed to do that as well.